when Trent came in his freshman year 2 years ago, you know, a very athletic kid. I think I've spoken about it before. You know, he's a multi-sport athlete, he's a four-sport athlete. And those things just, they translate into success in every one of his sports, you know. And I think that's an often lost art that kids realize when they get to high school, you know, especially in bigger schools. But we're blessed with a small school where Trent does compete in every single sport. And I think that just built his confidence and his athleticism. And that's, you know, translated onto the wrestling mat. I think he had like 37 or 38 wins his freshman year, just a match shy of qualifying for a state tournament as a freshman, which is, I mean, just an impressive feat at the heavyweight division. You know, and working with Ashton Honnold his sophomore year, I mean, he had over 40 wins last year, qualified for the state tournament, fell just a match short of placing on the medal stand. He's moved that right on into this season, worked hard in the offseason again with the weight room, decided to devote a lot of time over the summer into some summer wrestling, qualified for Fargo. You know, was very close to being an All-American at Fargo this summer. He lost a close overtime match to another very tough kid from the area, Peyton Jacoby. But since then, he's just been dominant